Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
It's fair to look at history. And so I did some research, and I was actually surprised with what I came up with, Tiki. Since 2010, which I think is a fair sample size because you're talking about the last 16 seasons and 15 years.
Yep.
Do you know how many in-season coaching firings there have been? Just in the last 16 years.
I'm going to say like 8.
Way off. 37.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding.
In-season?
In season, we have seen since 2010.
Why the heck do we wait for Black Monday?
I know. And some of these are late, like the last few weeks, and some of them are early. But, I mean, I get a list off names real quick. Wade Phillips, Brad Childress, Josh McDaniels, Mike Singletary, Jack Del Rio, Tony Sparano, Todd Haley, Sean Payton. Sort of Sean Payton. He wasn't fired. It was the suspension. Gary Kubiak, Dennis Allen, Joe Philbin, Ken Whisenhunt, Chip Kelly, Jeff Fisher, Gus Bradley, Rex Ryan, Ben McAdoo, Hugh Jackson, Mike McCarthy. Blah, 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 blah. Point is, there's a lot. And I was surprised by that too, Teak. I'm surprised there have been 37. Of the 37 in-season coaching firings since 2010, 37 options, how many of them kept their job going into the following year as the head coach of that team?
And the answer is?
The answer is 6. The answer is 6. Here are the 6 guys, just to see what it turned into. Because it's not just, oh, they kept their job, but was it successful?
Are you including Todd Bowles?
No. Because that wasn't an in-season.
That was an off-season.
Yeah. That was Bruce Arians just leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would not.
It was late in the process, but yes, that doesn't count.
I'm talking in-season moves and firings. Okay. And so here, the most recent example was when the Las Vegas Raiders fired Josh McDaniel off a 2-5 start and hired Antonio Pierce.
Kept him.
He went 5-4, so that kind of fits the Kafka math. They kept him, but only coached one more season where they went 4-13.
And they fired him in season, didn't they?
Not at the end of the season.
Got it.
So that did not work. He kept the job, had success in terms of the interim status, but then the following year, it was a disaster. So I think we'd agree we would deem that a non-success.
Right.
Number two, back in 2016, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired Gus Bradley after a 2-12 start, and Doug Marrone coached the last two games to a 1-1 record. He kept the job, coached 4 more seasons, including to the AFC Championship game.
Success.
Ended up finishing 23-43, which is bad. Only made the playoffs that one time, but that one playoff run got to the AFC Championship game. You'd call that a success.
Without a doubt.
Okay, fair enough.
What happened to Doug Marrone after?
I mean, not good.
Definitely not.
It didn't work. Back in 2015, Ken Whisenhunt was fired after a 1-6 start. Mike Mularkey took over and went 2-7 and yet kept his job. He would coach 2 more seasons. Not bad. Made the playoffs once, went 18-14, and won a playoff game.
That's a success.
Yeah, but
I mean, if you keep the job and go to the playoffs, how can that not be a success?
I'm kind of with you. In 2011, Todd Haley was fired after a 5-8 start, and Romeo Crennel went 2-1 and kept the job. He followed that with a 2-14 season and got fired.
Yeah, nah, not success.
Leslie Frazier replaced Brad Childress after a 3-7 start and went 3-3, coached 3 more seasons, made the postseason once, lost his 1 playoff game, finished 21-32.
Yeah, that's a success.
mildly.
Mild success.
And then the one that we all remember is Jason Garrett, who replaced Wade Phillips after a 1-7 start, went 5-3, and would coach 9 more seasons, made the playoffs 3 times, and won 2 playoff games.
Definite success.
Even though Cowboy fans wouldn't admit that.
Hate him, but that's also, that one's nuanced and has some context, because it's hard to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
More specifically, it is hard to be the head coach under Jerry Jones. And they knew Jason Garrett could do that. He had a long history with him as a player, and then obviously as an assistant, and then as head coach.
That's obvious. He was the coach in waiting, in essence, anyway.
Yes.
So that's why it's a little different.
So you see, it's a mixed bag. I mean, these are the only guys in the last 15 years that have turned being a interim head coach into the full-time gig. And sometimes it works relatively, and sometimes it doesn't. But I think you see, other than Mike Mularkey, who went 2-7, the results mattered. Jason Garrett went 5-3, kept his job. Antonio Pierce went 5-4 and had the locker room believing, kept his job. Leslie Frazier went, I guess, a solid 3-3 after Brad Childress went 3-7. That's solid. He kept his job. So it's about success. It's about performance. And I think that he's got a shot at this. It's going to be tough because some of the issues the Giants have aren't just going away. You know, Shane Bowen is still the defensive coordinator, but I think if he can win 4 or 5 games, he joins this list.
His job might have gotten slightly harder thanks to another Joe Shane mishap, slightly breaking news here. The Broncos are signing Lil Jordan Humphrey off the Giants practice squad.
Are you kidding?
He is going to the Broncos active roster and is expected to play Sunday versus the Kansas City Chiefs on a team contending for the playoffs.
He wasn't even active last week.
Here's the problem, and this is the Joe Shane mishap, so I could just explain the clerical part of this. When you were on the practice squad, you were allowed 3 elevations before you have to be signed to the active roster. He used all 3 elevations, and the Giants refused to sign him to the active roster, all while not releasing Jalin Hyatt and continuing to have him rot on the bench.
That is ridiculous. Lil Jordan Humphrey is greater than Jalin Hyatt, who dresses and doesn't even play.
He stinks.
I mean, he...
Isn't that a special teams thing, though? Because he does play some specials, and Lil Jordan Humphrey was not.
What does he do on special teams?
I don't know.
No,
He returns kickoffs.
In 1 game this year.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm just giving you maybe the reasons.
What's his cap hit? Is it punitive to release him?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I mean, it's his third year of a third round pick contract. It can't be that crazy.
I think the problem is he drafted him and still wants to believe that it can work out, even though we all know Jalin Hyatt has not worked out.
Yeah.
And he's a waste of a roster spot. Let's get your phone calls. 888-808-1019. The number. Let's go to Jim in Westchester. Good afternoon, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to lay out what I think is the better math for whether or not Kafka keeps his job.
Yes.
I think you did have to wait the games for sure, but I think it's a little bit of a, a win's a win. And if you give the underdog wins a bigger weighting and you go 3-4, 4-3, it still means you lost games that you should have won. I think the tipping point is the 4-5 spot. I think he goes 1-6. You give him an extra 5% chance. 2-5, another 5 makes 25. 3-4.
Yeah, but Jim, that gets complicated. I know you're overcomplicating Tiki's math.
You got an 8-1/3 chance of winning.
I think that, but he does bring up a very valid point, which is over the next 3 weeks, the Giants are going to be heavy underdogs. Against Green Bay, against Detroit, against New England. If they win one of these games, dare I say 2 of these games, it raises the bar that you better not lose to the Las Vegas Raiders. And so it could turn that kind of loss into a bad loss.
Yeah, it's true.
It raises the bar. I think overall, there are 7 games left. And to me, you got to be above 500. Yeah. If you can win 4 of the 7, and it doesn't even matter who it's against or how it happens. If you win more than you lose with a team that you inherited at 2-8, that's impressive.
Right. If you win 4 of the 7, and this is agnostic of the math that we just created, you start to feel like, all right, he did something positive with a team that didn't know how to win. So now, at the very least, he's learning how to win.
Colin is in Wyckoff, New Jersey. Hey, Colin.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing?
What's up, dude?
Good.
I'm a big Gable supporter. Not a Giant fan, but I'm going to tell you now, he fell on the sword for a lot of people, number one. Number two, you tell me some of these guys, Joe Shane, what do you get on at the trade deadline, number one? Number two, last year when I called in about this, he was getting players' faces, holding them accountable. Everybody got offended by it. You know what? Dable set the precedent there. You should have never got rid of him, and you should let him finish the season. Joe Shane, I don't know what he's doing. He came with him, and he's still there. He's going to pick your next head coach. Brian Dable will be working when he hits Route 3. And I'll tell you now, Dable took the sword, and everybody's, you know, save the comments about the guy. He has a family. He has pride. He has dignity. The guy was a good coach and is going to still be a good coach.
But you know what, Colin, you know what you're right about, but I think it's in general? A coach getting fired or a manager getting fired, they are going to take the sword for a lot of people. But that's because they run the team in a lot of ways.
And he realizes that. Dave knows that. And he knows that we say that, you know what, runs downhill. It actually runs uphill.
Right.
And eventually the head coach has to be accountable, and he understands that. And look, I like Dave's a lot. I said this on Monday. I think he is going to be very successful wherever he goes. He was not a good enough head coach for the New York Giants, and that's simply meaning he didn't win enough. He won 20 games in three-plus seasons. 9 of them came in 1 year.
Yeah.
So I know he won a playoff game, but there's a quotient as an owner, as an organization, that you have to start calculating. And you said this multiple times, Evan. Coaches that lose multiple seasons in a row, have a losing record multiple seasons in a row, simply don't survive.
Yeah, we mentioned it in Giants history. Brian Dable had already authored back-to-back losing seasons.
Mm-hmm.
If he had authored a third, which was obviously well on its way to happening, no Giant coach has ever returned after putting that on their resume. It's never happened.
Right.
And so when Colin says, you know, he fell on the sword for a lot of people, that happens in general. Like, yeah, he fell on the sword for his players. His players are a big part of why they're 2-8.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who gets held responsible a lot of times? The coach,
yep.
The manager, if we're talking about baseball. That's just the way it is, because you got to win.